Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Perez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Allinson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Reed Nichols. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Allinson and he is safe. Moore steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Howell reaches second base with a double. Simmons moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 1 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with McClure covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice, who is chasing the ball. Yount reaches third base with a triple. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman moves to second. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-1 in the game. Nichols hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-2 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Brewers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bergmeier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman strikes out. One out. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Remy takes first base on ball four. Nichols moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nichols scores. Remy moves to third. It's 7-2, Brewers. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Rice reaches second base with a double. Remy scores. Evans moves to third. It's 7-3, Brewers. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. Rice moves to third. It's 7-4, Brewers. Dwight Bernard now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rice scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Brewers. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-3 in the game. Romero is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moore moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller pinch hits for Gary Allenson. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.